The Old Testament reading for this day is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and 2. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of men to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind. I hated all my toil in which I toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or a fool. Yet he will be master of all for which I toiled and use my wisdom under the sun. And this also is vanity. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun. Because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What has a man from all his toil and striving of heart with which to toil beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night his heart does not rest. This also is vanity. There's nothing better for a person than he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God, apart from him who can eat and who can have enjoyment. For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he has given the business of gathering and collecting only to give to one who pleases God. This also is vanity and a striving after wind. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading for today is from St. Paul's book to the Colossians, beginning at chapter 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming to those who once walked when they were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self and its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our readings today remind us we need to think about something very carefully. What is our life about anyway? What makes your life worthwhile? Is my life about acquiring things or something else? Stories told about a hermit who saw a cave filled with treasures, and immediately he took off running away from that cave. Three men saw him running away and wondered what was going on here, and so they stopped him, and he told them he was running from the devil. They were curious. They wanted to know what he was running from, so they made him take them back to that cave where he had run from. He pointed into the entrance of the cave and said, here is death that is chasing me. And the three guys thought he was crazy, so they let him go. He went on his way, and the three of them decided that they would divide up this treasure, but one of them would have to go to town first and get supplies while the other two started preparing the treasure to take it away. Well, as time went on, the fellow who was volunteered to go in town and get supplies, he thought to himself, I'll poison the food, and then the treasure will be all mine. And the two who had gone into the cave to start preparing it said to one another and said, when this guy returns, we'll kill him and then it will be all ours. And that's what they did. He returned, brought the supplies, they took him out, and then they sat down for their celebration meal, only to discover that it was a banquet of their funeral. As soon as the poison hit their stomach, they were dead and the treasure remained just as it was. In our gospel lesson today, in fact, in all of our lessons for today, Jesus says, beware of greed. The first reading we heard teaches us that if you labor selfishly and no thought for God or others, you're missing out on living in joy now and for all eternity. Our second lesson, Paul reminds us, put to death then the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Put to death, because these things lead back to our old nature of sin and eternal death. So Paul says, seek what is above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You see, God's design for us is eternity, and we're to use this short-term earthly life to prepare for that. It was won for us, after all, by Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection. And now the gospel lesson today teaches that if we focus on this short earthly life, it will end badly for us. Like the rich fool who God so said, this night your life will be demanded of you. Is it okay to be successful? Certainly. Prosperity means to have no lack. That is, I have enough. I am enough. God is enough. The point God wants us to make is to focus on the relationship that God has given to us, not the material blessings that God has also given to us. Be rich in the matters of God. In my lifetime, I saw a business beginning that I thought, this will never make it. Public storage. Storage sheds. Where do people get all that stuff anyway? When I was a kid, these businesses didn't exist. There was nothing extra to store. Closets in the homes of the 40s and 50s were small, and they were sufficient. If you had a 2x6 closet, you really had a big one. It was until I was in my mid-20s that people started having walk-in closets. How different it is today. We have stuff, and lots of it. I grew up thinking that garages were for cars to park in. And then I see garages opened up today, and they're full of stuff. Stuff that's much more less expensive than the cars sitting outside the garage. My car still fits in my garage. I guess I'm old-fashioned. Where did all this stuff come from, anyway? Are we consumed by things? Is life about acquiring things? In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, Jesus says to them, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Our assignment right now is to answer a statement that I put down. I would be happy if I had blank. If I just had this or that thing, then I would really be happy. How would you fill in the blank? In 2022, we face the danger of things becoming more important than anything, including our relationships. A little boy told his pastor in tears, "I wish my mom loved me as much as she loves our dog." Another child said, "Pastor, can you make my mommy get off of her phone and just look at me and listen to me?" If you want to converse with a teen, what do? You have to text them, right? We bury our minds in cell phones, Netflix, sports, hobbies. What are we missing? I read there was a restaurant in Pennsylvania that would give a 10% discount if the family that came in would leave their cell phones at the counter and then go take their seats. I went and fact-checked this, and when I did, I found a Chick-fil-A in Georgia that would give free ice cream to any family that turned their cell phones off. Reba McEntire sang this song, "The Greatest Man I Never Knew." It's a sad song about her relationship with her father. They were just too busy with other things to get to know one another. Things. Are we great at acquiring the best toys? Today, Jesus confronts us. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions. Are we carefully watching so that things don't possess us? Life is never defined in our abundance or lack of things. But do we live this out in our day-to-day lives? So Jesus tells us a parable, a man who had so much that he had to build bigger storage to store his stuff. Jesus tells that this man thought to himself, "I don't need God or others." He was content to think that he had a great future because he had enough stuff. His plan was to take it easy, eat, drink, and be happy. Jesus reminds us that things are not enough. In verse 21, we read, "This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God." A newer translation of the same verse is, "Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God." Things. What's my plan for life? What is life's purpose? What am I seeking in this life? These are important questions that Jesus wants us, I think, to consider. Matthew 6 records Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and in there he says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Year after year, we see the crises that go on in the world, the devastating floods, the wildfires, tornadoes, earthquakes. Is life about things that can be so easily lost? St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 1, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong." Things. We trust that the jigsaw puzzle company will be able to get 2,000 of the correct pieces in each box. But do we trust God? Remember down through the ages how God used the jawbone of a donkey or a handful of flour and oil? What strange things. And yet God can use anything to speak to us, to change us. So he promises in Matthew 25, well done. Excuse me. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Come share your master's happiness. This is God's plan for us, isn't it? 2 Corinthians 5, we read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Things. What things do we allow to live in our mind free, rent-free? Philippians 4, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And finally, Paul gets into our face in Romans chapter 8, where we read, what then shall I say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. As we wrap up this thought about things, Jesus says to the rich fool, this very night, your life will be demanded back. The point God's word is making to us today is, don't waste your life chasing after wind. Rather, since Christ has made us free, live in that freedom, not selfishly clinging to things rather than the blessings God provides to serve him and those around you. There is great gain in godliness with contentment. Am I content? Are you content? We pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to live and practice the freedom that you've given to us through faith in Jesus. Remind us that you are the source of everything in our life, now and forever. Amen.